Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications, disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at expedient.com/wired. Zin, the hot new video app, is full of stolen content. Multiple influencers told Wired that their videos had been copied from other platforms and reposted to Zin without permission. By Luis Matsakis. Late last month, a mysterious new video app called Zin began appearing at the top of App Store charts, beating out household names like Instagram and YouTube. Zin is a near-identical copy of TikTok, and both apps are the product of Chinese tech giants. The biggest difference is that Zin, in an effort to attract new users, is currently paying people in the United States and Canada small sums to watch videos and invite their friends to join. The tactic has seemed to work. Zin has already been downloaded over 3 million times, according to the market research firm Sensor Tower, and ranked number one this week on Apple's list of the most popular free apps. As of Tuesday, however, Zin is no longer available for download from the Google Play Store, and a link that previously went to the app's listing is now dead. It's unclear why the app was removed, and Google did not immediately comment. A spokesperson for Apple said it was looking into Zin, but did not have any additional information as of publication. Twitter and Instagram accounts claiming to represent Zin posted a statement Tuesday afternoon acknowledging the app had been removed and said the company was in communications with Google and working to fix this ASAP. Meanwhile, Zin is filled with videos that appear to be stolen from creators on other social media platforms, including TikTok celebrities with massive followings, like Charlie D'Amelio and Addison Rae. Many of the clips are aggregated by accounts centered around a single theme, like pranks. Other videos appear on lookalike profiles impersonating individual creators. 4 influencers who spoke to Wired said videos they originally published to TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube were uploaded to Zin without their consent under accounts they didn't open. I didn't create this. Max Mazurek, a Polish dancer and model with almost 190,000 TikTok followers, said after Wired showed him a Zin profile using his name. The account has nearly 25,000 followers and featured many of the videos Mazurek had previously uploaded to TikTok and other platforms. "It's not my account. I can't download this app in Poland," he said. The launch of a new social media platform often sets off a rush to grab famous or valuable usernames, and it's not uncommon for scammers to impersonate celebrities on social media. Reposting other people's content without credit has also long been an issue online. What's strange about the Zin accounts, however, is how many of the copied videos have timestamps that date back months before the app went public. Zin officially launched in the Apple App Store on May 7th, and it was first installed by Google Play users on May 5th, according to Sensor Tower. Many of the impersonator accounts reviewed by Wired, including the one under Mazurek's name, uploaded their first posts on February 19th. The significance of that date isn't clear, and Zin did not respond to a request for comment sent to an email address listed on its website. Its community guidelines state that it respects intellectual property rights and forbids users from posting anything that you did not own or do not have permission from the owner to share. I feel that it's honestly sad that they are stealing creators' content and impersonating people, said Chloe, a TikTok influencer with almost 18,000 followers. Until Wired brought it to her attention, Chloe says she was unaware that a Zin profile had been created using the same handle she uses on Instagram and TikTok, at EbonyChloe. The account also began posting videos taken from her official social media profiles on February 19th, months before Zin became available for download. Tiffany Hunt, a makeup artist with over 2 million followers across TikTok and Instagram, said she also had no idea someone was impersonating her on Zin. Never heard of this app, certainly never posted to it, she said. A Zin profile with a name similar to the one Hunt uses across social media, at Lumen_Artie, began posting videos taken from her legitimate accounts on the same date as the others, February 19th. Zin is brimming with similar profiles that appear to exclusively post content taken from elsewhere on the internet, particularly TikTok. Many videos feature watermarks or other visual elements indicating they were lifted from other platforms. While digital creators do often repost videos across different sites, that possibility seems unlikely in cases where the videos are time-stamped from before Zin's launch. Since its launch, an avalanche of suspicious accounts capitalizing on the app's reward system have also appeared on Zin. In addition to earning points by watching videos, which the app says can then be redeemed for cash or gift cards, users can also earn money when their friends enter their referral code at signup. Critics have called this system a pyramid scheme. At the very least, it seems to encourage scammy behavior. An account impersonating TikToker Addison Rae, for example, uploaded a video on May 25th. "Hey y'all, it's Addison," the caption reads. "Decided to join Zin to earn some quick cash. Use my code DJMA8VS to receive a special offer of $20. The comments are filled with hundreds of similar offers promising instant money or followbacks. "Let's get rich together," dozens of different accounts exclaim. In an additional twist, Zin appears to have been created to compete with TikTok by a rival of its parent company, ByteDance. Zin's listed developer, Owly, is reportedly owned by Kuaishou, a billion-dollar Chinese company. Kuaishou is the second most popular video platform in China after Douyin, ByteDance's domestic version of TikTok. The companies are two of China's most powerful tech giants and have a long-standing rivalry. Both apps have hundreds of millions of users each, with Douyin being more popular in cities and Kuaishou in rural areas. Now they're fighting for the upper hand in the West. Kuaishou and ByteDance compete closely in China, but the latter is currently doing far better abroad. While an international version of Kuaishou's app is used in some countries like Brazil, ByteDance has succeeded in making TikTok popular around the world. The app has now been downloaded over 2 billion times and has become a major cultural force in the United States, on par with American platforms like Instagram and YouTube. TikTok did not respond to a request for comment. Kuaishou did not respond to two requests for comment, but a spokesperson told the tech news site The Information last month that Zin was tailor-made for the North American market. So far, the app has earned millions of downloads, but it's not clear Zin's fast rise means lasting success, especially if people realize they can find much of its content elsewhere.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.